Welcome to World Cafe, words and music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Get ready for some rousing performances today from my guest, Langhorne Slim. Of course, the best way to experience Slim and his band, the War Eagles, is to see them live. Part punk, part folky, part rock and roller, Langhorne Slim is not an old blues guy, as his name implies. He's a 27-year-old Brooklyn-based musician who took his adopted name from his Pennsylvania hometown. Langhorne Slim has just come out with a self-titled album. Langhorne Slim was born Sean Skolnick. Before getting our session underway, I just had to ask him how he came by his professional name.
When I was growing up, I really wanted somebody to give me a nickname, and some people in school did, but they weren't very flattering, if you know what I mean. So when I left, I'm from Langhorne, Pennsylvania. When I left to go to school in New York, at the time I was just playing solo. So I was trying to think of a name with a good sound to it, and you know, I thought that worked, so...
Now, I've heard you tell other stories about it. Does your grandfather figure in here at all?
With the name Langhorne?
Yeah.
What story
or the
did
whole
you hear?
Concept of nicknames.
Yeah, oh, sure, yeah. The story of that is just growing. I was very close with my grandparents, still am. And my grandfathers used to tell stories about when they were growing up in like Strawberry Mansion, and they were playing, you know, football and, you know, doing this and that, and they had, you know, they would refer to their friends as Curly or Whistle, and I just had this romantic idea of these, like, you know, group of cool, like, young, tough kids, like, you know, I don't know. But it seemed interesting and kind of neat in my head, so.
Well, when first time I ever heard you, and I saw, you know, this guy, Langhorne Slim, that conjures up something for me, being from where I'm from here in Philadelphia, because I know kind of a little bit about what Langhorne is like. But explain sort of the romantic notion of Langhorne and the reality of it to people.
Well, I don't. If there's a romantic notion of Langhorne, I haven't found it yet, because it's not at Reedman Auto Mall that I know of. And you know, Sesame Place was cool, at, you know, at five. But I thought Langhorne was the name was sort of the best part of the town. Now when I go back and visit it, you know, my mother's still there, and I'm not a teenager anymore. You know, so I can kind of enjoy it for what I did, and I think growing up there. But, yeah, there was very little romance in Langhorne.
I heard you kind of split from New York when you were still in your teens. Did you know what you wanted to do then?
Sure.
Wow.
Sure.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Apparently that's lucky. But, yeah, it took a while to be able to talk to, you know, to you and stuff like that. So it's an exciting time for the band and for myself.
Definitely now. And, I always say, you know, it's all about songs as far as I'm concerned, and there are a bunch of great ones on here. Is this the album? I know you were signed to a label that went defunct. Is this the album you made for them, or did you get to rework it?
We got to rework it, but this is the album that we did make for V2. And we got a call kind of right before the album was supposed to come out. Thankfully, we didn't get the call like 3 weeks after it came out, because then, you know, that would have been a nightmare.
That would have been the worst.
So it's sort of like a blessing in disguise. We had to wait a little while, but now, you know, Kamado has been great with us so far. And so, yeah, we did have plenty of time to sort of rework certain things. And Malachi got in there and remixed some stuff, and we added some things. And
well, good stuff. Well, what do you want to begin with?
We're going to play She's Gone.
Whether I'm right or I'm wrong, gonna be gone before long. Now you can wave your hand goodbye. Why don't you dry those tears from your eyes? And I said, she's gone, standing. I'm nobody. She's gone, standing. She's gone.
Well, as much as we like the new Langhorne Slim album here at the World Cafe, there you get an example of how this band makes a living playing live. It just sounds great. That's Langhorne Slim with the War Eagles, Malachi DiLorenzo on the drums, and Paul DeFiglia on the upright bass. You've obviously been touring a lot, and your live show, I just had a chance to see a clip you guys did on Letterman as well. Are you comfortable in almost any kind of space in front of any kind of audience at this point?
Do you want the true answer, or do you want
give me the true answer? Yeah,
we've been very fortunate that we've been touring a lot in the last 3 years, and so we've been in front of a lot of different sorts of situations. So I think that does build some kind of, hopefully, some sort of confidence to go into kind of anywhere and do what you do and hope people respond to it.
So what was it like for you guys playing Letterman? Because he made a point, you know, it's their network television debut.
That was a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. That for me, that's the call that I've been waiting for my whole life. And then when we got it, I almost crapped in my pants. But it was a little surreal and scary. And then once you got out there in that theater, you sort of took a deep breath and just did what we do. So
is it as cold as everybody always says it?
It sure is.
Freezing cold. And what you did, Restless, right?
Yeah.
Can you do that one now?
Yes, please.
Even though we don't have the cameras rolling.
Ripping off. I packed a picnic, lacking seriously on food. Had more wine than I knew what with to do, and just don't know what it is. Just don't know what it is to be free, to hold and have somebody lean on me. You can blame it on your teachers, you can blame it on the weather. Blame it on how your mother and father didn't stick together. Someday, my friends, it's gotta make sense in our heads. Can't make up our minds till we wake up and make up beds.
Restless, another one from Langhorne Slim, is playing live for us today. He's got an eponymous album out now on Kamado Records. It's hard for me to listen to you and try to figure out exactly what you grew up listening to, because it could have been real scratchy, folky records, and it could have been a lot of
musicals,
punk rock.
David. Musicals.
Musicals, yes.
That's actually fairly true.
Musicals from the 70s, mostly? Or Godspell?
Well, I was into Godspell and, like, Jesus Christ Superstar and Hair and stuff like that. But, you know, West Side Story was big. Uh-huh. Bye Bye Birdie, big one. But, yeah, I did get into a lot of sort of earlier rock and roll music and punk rock music. And then I started getting into... sort of my girlfriend in high school, she and her father were both big fans of sort of, like, he had a Harry Smith's folk anthology and would play that. And so I got very into that, and Lead Belly, and of course, you know, Bobby D, and, you know, Cash. And so, yeah.
All those folks.
Yeah.
As you've been doing what you've been doing, clearly you've been progressing, you know, in your songwriting. Can you see that as an artist? Can you say, whoa, that's a lot better than that one I wrote then? Or can you...
I don't... Not really when I'm writing it. When I go back and listen to stuff that I did a few years ago or even more than that, I'm sort of like, you know, who's that guy? But no, hopefully as you get older, you know, you get better at what you're doing, so...
Do you listen to other people? Do you listen to other people's opinions?
Yeah, I've got a few opinionated people in my immediate life that I trust and respect. Sure.
Well, that's good. Langhorne Slim is our guest, and what's next?
We're gonna do Honey Pie.
Gonna be the death of me. Indeed, that is Honey Pie, another one from Langhorne Slim, who's playing live today on the Cafe. And we have time for one more. What do you want to finish up with?
This song's called Diamonds and Gold. And I would like to dedicate this song to my mother.
Gonna get old. You've gotta learn to get happy along the way. Take some chances, allow yourself to get lost. You're beautiful, baby, you're the boss. You've gotta learn to get happy.
Diamonds and Gold, finishing up our World Cafe session with Langhorne Slim. His self-titled CD is on Kamado Records. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and xpn.org. To hear Langhorne Slim's full performances, visit worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.